You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
Texas 78592 says, I've always loved the smell of burnt matches. To this day, I'll buy packs of the extra long ones and light them at random times just to have a good sniff.
Okay. That's such like a sulfur weird smell.
All right, buddy.
Some people get their comfort from huffing match fumes randomly.
Okay.
Others get comfort from listening to our show, hearing about other people and their strange lives.
All
right. So, however you want to get through the day, you do it that way.
Yes.
And one of our listeners wants to come clean and maybe make one of our strangers out there feel a little better about themselves. Mm-hmm. She's chosen to go by Jessie today. So, Jessie, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
What do you sniff for comfort, Jessie?
What?
She probably wasn't listening to Jessie.
Just some lighted candles for Jessie,
right.
I'm sure, does
She's
the trick.
A normal person.
But, Jessie, the voice changer is on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, we want to hear your confession.
Okay. So when I was in college, I was in like a comm class, and there was this guy in my class who was like just like absurdly good looking, just like super cute, right?
I did take a lot of comm classes. I know, it's true, Jessie. You're right.
Yeah, Jeff, I knew I recognized you. What's up, old friend?
I'm just kidding.
It's really funny.
You might not want to claim to be
the
guy.
Was it one
yet.
Of those huge classes where it's like 200 people?
No, it wasn't a huge class. It was like medium-sized class.
Okay.
Well, you said I might not want to claim to be the guy.
You might not.
Oh, God.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, maybe it was a different good-looking guy.
Oh, boy.
Who is this guy?
But so I'm, like, working on my moves. You know, I start, like, trying to sit near him and, like, make little jokes during class.
Mm-hmm.
Is that girl moves? I never even heard a girl strategize. You just sit
next
to us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You have to vibe
out? It's like a lecture. You can time it when someone gets there.
So she's got to get his attention. Okay.
You got to watch when he walks in, so you're walking in at the same time.
I didn't know there was a strategy to all this.
Brooke takes her bra off underneath her shirt in the middle of class.
Whoops, how did this get on?
Or, like me, just doesn't show up with one.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of tricks.
Yeah, you guys don't know that girls have moves because our moves are so smooth.
That's true. Yeah.
You're just smarter than we are.
It
we don't
true.
Get it.
Yeah. So we like kind of become friends, and then we've got a test coming up, and I'm like, perfect.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'm like, oh yeah, would you want to study together?
Smooth.
Suddenly he's so smart and you need his help.
Yeah.
And you're so dumb. Oh, I
He's like, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, let's hang out. I'm like, all right, awesome. He's like, how about my place? I'm like, okay.
It's all perfect.
Dude, I'm so excited for your college self now.
You don't even ask, like, how far do you live?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, he doesn't plan on studying either.
Yeah. Okay.
So, quote-unquote study sesh happening over at his place. How does that go?
So, I put on something that looks, like, accidentally sexy.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
This is so cool to me.
I'm getting an insight into how a girl thinks.
I know.
Really
that's
fun.
What I like about this.
You don't want to show up looking like you tried too hard.
Right.
You need to show up looking like you didn't care, but you really do care.
So, how does it go?
So, it's going pretty well. We're, like, studying. He got us a frozen pizza, which, like, for college is like, wow, you got ahead, you know?
Wow. Oh, you rich.
So, we're, like, going over our notes. We're studying, and the oven beeps because the pizza's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he, like, looks at me, and he goes, okay, this is the worst part.
What?
And I'm like,
you're what?
What? So, I don't know what's happening, but I'm like, all right. So, he goes into the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
He opens the oven. And he does not put on oven mitts.
What?
He reaches in
with
his bare hands.
Oh.
And he grabs the pan, like the metal pan.
Oh, the worst part.
And he's literally like screaming. He's like, ah, and like throws it onto the counter.
Oh.
And I'm looking at him like, what is wrong with you?
Just grab a towel.
Right, but he's like, I know, cooking's the worst.
Oh, my God. His parents failed him.
Hold on, he didn't know that there was,
my God.
Something invented to help him with this?
Why do I feel like this is something Jeffrey would have done? He's
No, I never would have made my own pizza. Are you crazy? I'm not going to take that risk.
The butler would have burned his hand.
That is terrible. Was his hands all blistered?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure his hands are blistered all the time.
He's just calloused at this point.
What are you saying?
I was like, hey, you should use like a towel or something. And he's like, well, it doesn't say that in the instructions.
He brings up a good point, though. They really should put that on the box somewhere. If you're studying with this guy,
my gosh,
you definitely failed that test.
Why do I feel like this is the fourth time he's taken that comm class?
But except I think he's one of those people who's so good looking that he just like skates through life never having to learn anything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Guys can only get so far with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Listen, he got to college burning his hands every time he made
That's true.
True, you were both accepted into the same school.
Yeah. What did it say about you?
Yeah.
Oh, he just had scars on his hands filling out the application. Oh.
Was it awkward every time you saw him after that?
He was so awkward. I didn't want to date him because he's an idiot.
But you guys still made out.
I mean, it's college.
No.
So who didn't date idiots then?
Wait, you didn't kiss him?
No, I couldn't.
Oh, he gave you the egg? It was that bad?
Well, he's probably putting his hands under cold water there.
Yeah, that's true. Imagine him trying to, like, grab your face with that.
With the raw skin.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
No, blister just popped on your...
Ew.
My bad.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So, anyway, I'm starting knowing his text.
Oh, okay.
And a few weeks later, I hear people whispering about me and calling me Pizza Girl.
What?
Calling you
Did
pizza
he start
girl?
A rumor about you or something?
Yeah.
He spread a rumor that I didn't know how to take out hot pizza. I think he was trying to, like, preempt me telling others.
Oh, he put it on you.
So he put it on me, and I couldn't stand up and be like, no, it's that guy. Like, so I just had to be pizza girl for the rest of the college.
No.
So now you're setting the record straight. You are not pizza girl.
I am not Pizza Girl.
Okay.
If you went to my school and there was a girl named Pizza Girl with this story, just know it is not her.
It's not her. It was him.
Okay.
There's always a pizza boy behind the alleged Pizza Girl. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. Text in 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.